Have you ever experienced coming back to the Lord after being away from Him for a long period of time? Maybe you and your family went through something that made you drift away from the church for a while, but then you came back at some point. Or maybe for others, there was the experience of returning to the church after the long pandemic shutdowns. In our first reading today from the book of Nehemiah, the Jews had just returned to their homeland after 70 years of exile in Babylon. For 70 years, they had not heard the book of the law, the first five books of our Old Testament. For 70 years, they had grown away from the Lord, and the Lord's voice had grown faint in their hearts. And now, for the first time in 70 years, they had it back. And the people here wept as they heard their scriptures, the law, proclaimed to them. When they heard the law read out, the people wept because they had not been keeping some of the commandments. As the law is being proclaimed, the people realize the ways they've fallen short. This gathering we hear about today is like our gathering here for Mass, where we hear the Word of God proclaimed. Imagine if all of us here today were coming back after decades of being away from Mass, decades of being away from the sacrament of reconciliation. Imagine that we had not read or heard the Word of God in all of those years. Imagine how far we would have strayed from the Lord, how faint His voice in our hearts would have become. The truth is, though, that it doesn't take decades for the voice of the Lord to grow faint in our hearts. We know this from our own experience. In one split second, we can turn away from the Lord and His commandments. We forget the Lord and His word 100 times a day. And now, gathered here together, hearing God's word again, we realize our sinfulness and our need to repent. The reading here says that the Jews were weeping as they heard the words of the law. They were afraid that God would punish them for their unfaithfulness. But Ezra and the Levites make them see that what they have to do is to start again. For today is a holy day. For them, it was the festival day of a new year. Ezra and Nehemiah said to all the people then, and they say to all of us here and now, today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not weep. Do not be saddened this day. For rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Recognizing our sins and feeling sorry for them are very important things. We need to become aware of our sins and our failings, and we need to be sorry for them. But we need to turn to the Lord and entrust ourselves in our sinfulness to His loving mercy. Very often we resist even admitting our sins or bringing them before the Lord in prayer and confession because we think that if we do, that we're going to get smacked. We project our own reactions to our sin onto God. We expect that God is going to treat us the same way that we treat ourselves or the same way that we treat others who sin against us. But why did Jesus come? Why did He become a man and enter into our world? Was it to deliver the divine smack for our sinfulness? In our gospel reading today, Jesus stands up in the midst of the assembly in the synagogue, and He stands in our midst here today and proclaims, The Lord has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to let the oppressed go free. Jesus came to save us, not to condemn us. So why are we afraid of him? Throughout the Gospels, we see two possible ways of dealing with sin. The first way is the way of the scribes and Pharisees. Sometimes, literally, the scribes and Pharisees want to line up people's sins and execute them one by one. Much different, however, is the way that we see Jesus deal with our sins. Jesus comes to us, takes us by the hand, and walks us up to each one of our sins and says, "I give you pardon and peace. I give you pardon and peace," over and over and over again. That is how Jesus responds when we go to him with our heavy hearts weighed down by sin. That is why we can rejoice instead of being sad when we recognize our sinfulness. St. Claude de la Colombière has a beautiful piece of writing speaking about sin and God's mercy. Speaking to God, he says, "I glorify you in making known how good you are toward sinners, and that your mercy prevails over all malice, that nothing can destroy it, that no matter how many times we fall or how shamefully, a sinner need not be driven to despair of your pardon. It is in vain that your enemy and mine sets new traps for me every day. He will make me lose everything else before the hope that I have in your mercy." Brothers and sisters, we have a most loving Redeemer in the person of Jesus Christ. He has come to bring glad tidings, the good news of salvation. The word gospel literally means good news. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ and the new life and freedom that he has won for us through his atoning death on the cross and his resurrection. The gospel is the all-powerful and all-merciful word of God for us today, just as much as it was for those who first heard it. It's a life-giving word that has supernatural power to change, transform, and bring freedom and healing to those who accept it. Are we hungry for this word of God's truth and mercy, love and forgiveness? In response to hearing the good news of who Jesus is and what he has done for us, we are called to repentance. And repentance means not just to forsake our old sinful ways, since this would just be a moral change, a change in behavior, and God is interested in much more than that. Repentance means to put on a new attitude because we recognize the compelling presence of the God who presents himself to us. This entails a change of vision, a change of home, a change of lover. Our constant prayer to the Father must be, "Teach us to be hungry for this living and true bread." Such hunger is the fruit of repentance. Our very heart must churn until all we know is Jesus, whom the Father loves above all things, and in adoring whom the angels find their joy. It is the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. And rejoicing in the Lord must be our strength. We have a most loving Redeemer. Return to him 1,000 times throughout every day and receive pardon and peace. Do not be sad and do not weep, for today is holy to our Lord.